joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather outlook is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. It's a beautiful day in some parts of the Midwest, as long as you're inside looking out. But if you're outside, it's not so pleasant. Temperatures in the single digits across a big part of the region. Some teens occurring in parts of Missouri and southern Illinois and some other locations across parts of Ohio. We still have some snow showers occurring, actually, in parts of Ohio and Michigan at this hour. And like there are a few other areas where there's some cloud cover around. But for the most part, it's a nice morning. The winds are relatively light after yesterday's strong winds that blew through the northwest and west central parts of the region. Well, as we go through the weekend, not into next week, actually, we don't have any big storm systems slated for the region, but the lower eastern Midwest will get involved with a little bit of a wintry mix of precipitation, possibly for a brief period of time. This will occur mostly on Sunday going into Monday. This will be primarily from southeastern Missouri into Ohio and parts of Michigan. The accumulations of ice and snow should be relatively light, but as you know, it doesn't take a great deal of that kind of mix of precipitation to cause a problem with travel. So be cautious if you're going to be traveling through central parts of Illinois to northern Ohio as we get out into that Sunday night, Monday morning time period. Rain will fall to the south of this, and most of the moisture totals will be very light. Another surface high pressure center will settle into the Midwest right after that, another shot of cool air coming in. So there'll be a chance for maybe a little bit of the precipitation to change over to snow before ending, but all of the accumulations will be low. This high pressure system will not be as intense as the one we've just dealt with over this last couple of days, and that's good news. In fact, a big part of North America is going to experience a nice warming trend as we move forward into the week next week. That should translate into an opportunity for us to melt some snow in some of the northern parts of the region, and we'll probably also have a chance to just thaw out a little bit, take a little bit of a break. There may not be another shot of extremely cold conditions again for a while, maybe not as early as maybe mid-February, so we'll keep an eye on that. There'll be other shots of cooler air, but not as intense as what we've just experienced for quite a while. All right, well, down in South America, there's still a lot of concern about Brazil going on. It's rather dry in the northeast part of that country, but that area isn't probably as important as the center-west and center-south production region. Those areas are still expecting to see a gradual dry down as we move forward through the next 10 days. Subsoil moisture, though, is still favorable in most of those areas, and so crops will not be seriously stressed for at least another week. As we get into the last 10 days of this month, I think the potential for Brazil's drying could then become more significant, and the crops could start losing some production potential, at least for the late soybeans, and perhaps some concern about the second season corn crop, which will be going into the ground as we finish out this month and move into February. In Argentina, it's a little bit different story. There's actually too much rain that will fall during the first half of next week. The central portions of Argentina, which is where the bulk of the corn and soybeans are produced, will likely experience some very heavy rain. Probably 5 to 10 inches will occur over the next 7 days, but much of that will occur Monday into Wednesday of next week. And the potential is fairly high that we're going to see some flooding occur across Santa Fe and parts of Entre Rios, which is in the central and east central portions of the country. There may be a little bit of damage in some low-lying areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.